You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
There was a self-righteous Sunday school teacher who was lecturing his young charges on the importance of exemplary living. The teacher thrust his chest down and with his nose in the air, arrogantly asked, "Now, kids, why do people call me a Christian?" There was an uncomfortable silence in the room for a few moments, and then one boy timidly raised his hand. "Yes," bellowed the teacher. "Probably because they don't know you," the boy responded. Like the Pharisees in today's reading, this teacher was impressed with the outward trappings of being religious. What would we find if we really got to know him? Jesus, I think, makes it very clear in today's gospel that what people show is not always indicative of what is in their hearts. For those of us who call ourselves Christians, the crucial question has to be for each of us, would we still deserve that designation if others really got to know us? Isn't it easier to see someone else's sin and tell ourselves, well, we're not as bad as they are, and therefore we are okay, and we don't need a change? Isn't it easier to change our outward behavior than to change our hearts? The follow-up from this naturally arises. How do we clean out our hearts? How do we have a pure heart? A lot of people will say, well, we got to try harder. And I've had that in confession already, and getting an indication that the person's confessed that sin several times before. You ask him, how did you try to deal with that? Trying harder. Did it work? No. Why are you keeping doing it? So, there is another way. We're not just Christians to be willful, but we can't will our salvation. The way what's easier is to ask the Holy Spirit to come into us and to help us. We can't make ourselves holy. It's true that we need to cooperate and set the groundwork for the Holy Spirit's work in us, but ultimately our hearts will be made clean and pure only through the working of the Spirit. How then can we become more in tune with the Holy Spirit so that we can detect His working within us, the movements in our hearts, and cooperate with Him? Well, one way is by being in touch with Him, by prayer, the Scriptures, the sacraments, attending Mass as you are here, works of penance and charity, reading the lives of the saints, and so forth. All ways all of you probably already know. Above all, and most important, I think, we can admit we are powerless, and by ourselves, we can't save ourselves, and ask the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts. And you know what? He will, if you ask Him. But He needs an invitation. As our relationship with the Holy Spirit develops, I think we will begin to notice things. We'll become more sensitive to His guidance. We'll experience Him purifying our hearts, which in turn will have a cleansing effect on our words and our actions. We will be able to see that we judge differently. We don't judge as harshly. We're more understanding. Maybe our attachment to material things and money and possessions and things like that mean less to us. I think all of these are signs. Maybe we're more kind. Maybe we have a greater desire for God and prayer. All of these are signs that the Holy Spirit is alive within us and is working within us. So, we're called really in this to look at our own lives, but also realizing that we need the help of God. Holy Spirit, open the eyes and ears of my heart to your action and guidance. Come and fill me so that I may have a clean heart and may know you and the Father more fully. Amen.